This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republican supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump are planning a vigorous defense of him as public congressional impeachment hearings start Wednesday. The target is presidency. Trump administration officials are bracing for hours of testimony from two U.S. State Department officials, including the current top American diplomat in Ukraine and the one who oversees Ukraine affairs. Both officials have said that Trump pressed Ukraine's president to open investigations of one of Trump's chief 2020 Democratic challengers, former Vice President Joe Biden, before he would release hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid Kiev wanted to help fight pro-Russian separatists in the eastern part of the country. Republicans insist that Trump had a genuine and reasonable skepticism about corruption in Ukraine and that his withholding aid was entirely reasonable. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton criticized as shameful British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision not to publish a parliamentary report on Russian meddling in UK politics until after an election next month. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
I think it's outrageous that
former U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has criticized the British government's failure to publish a report into Russian meddling ahead of a snap election next month. The report from Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee examines allegations of Russian activity aimed at the UK, including in the 2016 referendum on leaving the European Union. But despite receiving the document almost a month ago and it having been cleared by the security services, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has not approved its release. That means it won't be published before the December the 12th poll, in which Brexit is the main factor.
There was Reuters' David Doyle reporting. And for more news, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A suspected suicide bomber attacked a police station on Indonesia's Sumatra Island Wednesday morning. Authorities say the suspected bomber was the lone fatality in the attack. While some officers were wounded, no one has claimed responsibility for that attack. President Trump is set to meet Wednesday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Reuters' Emily Withers has more.
Barely a month seems to go by before Turkey and the U.S. are thrown into yet another diplomatic crisis. But there's a simple reason why President Trump will still warmly welcome Turkey's leader Tayyip Erdogan at the White House on Wednesday. He likes him.
We've had a great relationship.
He's called him a friend and a hell of a leader. Since becoming the U.S. president, Trump has openly complimented Erdogan and his combative ruling style. It's this fondness that's seen by many as the only reason why relations haven't completely collapsed. Some lawmakers tried to push Trump into rescinding Erdogan's invitation at the last minute. But after a warm telephone call between the two leaders just last week, that bromance still trumps major policy disagreements.
It was Reuters' Emily Withers reporting. Australian officials say more than 50 homes were damaged or destroyed and 13 firefighters injured overnight by wildfires across Australia's most populous state before the emergency subsided on Wednesday. The fires are taking a toll on some residents.
It's been a little bit stressful because the fire started just to the east of us and headed east, so we've been very fortunate. But with the swirling and changing winds we've been having, we've just got fires all around us now.
There are no fires burning at emergency level early Wednesday, but rain that would quench the fire danger is not in the forecast for months. Israeli forces carried out airstrikes Wednesday in the Gaza Strip while militants there fired fresh barrages of rockets into Israel. Palestinian health officials and the militant group Islamic Jihad said the Israeli strikes killed two people, raising the death toll to 12 since the latest round of violence began on Tuesday. The rocket fire began in response to an Israeli airstrike that killed an Islamic Jihad commander in Gaza. And a car bomb exploded outside a government office in the Afghan capital of Kabul Wednesday, killing seven people. Officials say seven others were wounded in the bombing near the Interior Ministry headquarters. So far, there has been no one claiming responsibility for that attack, which came a day after the Afghan government released three high-ranking Taliban leaders in exchange for an American and Australian who have been held hostage by the Islamic insurgent group since 2016. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.